DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
I might even like to include the name of this assassin. It's going to be you.
Oh, jeez.
That would be really cool because then the show after he got the card.
Like, thanks.
Well, who took the contract out? Hi! Damn it! Shouldn't have left.
Knew it was going to be one of you two.
So, I've been playing a lot of Destiny lately.
I haven't been playing nearly as much as I want.
Well, you've been working a lot more.
Yeah, I've been working. We've had a lot going on those last couple weeks.
Yeah.
I've just been so busy. I haven't felt like it. I've been keeping up with ARK to keep stuff ours still.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of done playing, like, the bigger, like, anytime I play ARK, I go into my own server now, just because I don't have to deal with any of the crap.
I want to try the DLC, but I don't want to spend $20 on it
right
now.
That's kind of sucky.
I'll probably wait till it goes on sale or something, or they have a pack. I mean, it looks cool.
Well, the concept is pretty cool.
Because you basically get on a server, and then you travel to the desert, and then you travel back.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring the stuff back with you.
Which is cool, because you were saying there's dragons.
Yeah, there's wyverns. So
how cool would it be to get
a
dragon?
Dragon, I know, right?
See, I kind of want to get it, but again, I don't want to play online, but it would be cool to get a dragon
offline
for my own server.
Yeah, you could just fucking spawn it.
I really need you. I want you to come on my server and see the house that I built.
Yeah.
I haven't played in a few weeks because I've just been so into Destiny.
Yeah. And I want to start playing a little bit more because the expansion's coming out.
Yeah, the expansion's coming out.
And I want to finish the fucking raid on hard.
Yeah.
And I have to find the time to do it.
I tried last weekend. I tried to get into a raid.
Yeah.
Like, no response at all. Like, nothing. Like, there are people posting, but, like, nothing.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I want to do the level 42 Prison of Elders. Mm-hmm. It looks fairly easy.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's like three mini bosses. You have to do three like mini bosses, which, you know, once you go in there, if you've got a group, like you and I and a third person could wipe it out pretty easily.
I wonder if we can get Sean to play.
I bet we could.
I bet he'd hop back on.
Yeah, I bet he would. As a matter of fact, the last time I saw him online, I had just started playing Destiny again, and he had mentioned that if he had had time, he would have played with me.
Yeah.
But he, like, I got on right when he was
getting
on. Yeah. But yeah, we talked a little bit about it, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah, I sent him a couple, we talked back and forth, messaged a little bit, and
yeah, Dan just still wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still grindy, but the thing is right now, like, I know it's grinding. I know I'm farming. There's a gun that I want that you can only get from Omnigul, that Will of Crota mission. And you need at least two hunters to do it because you have to hit her with the bow so it anchors her. And then you kill her, and hopefully she drops it. If not, you just wipe and start there again.
Hmm.
And it's like, it's so easy to do because you just need, you need a good sword, which I have.
Yeah.
And the shadow shot.
Yeah.
And you need at least two of those, and hopefully the video I saw said a Titan. The gun is called something of Malak.
Hmm.
I think it's a scout rifle, but it's like one of the strongest guns in the game.
Yeah.
And they said that the best chances for it to be dropped is like if that mission's a Nightfall.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I can't do a Nightfall without a fire team.
Yeah.
And, you know, but keeping my eye out in case anyone wants to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't
all
played
those old
in, like,
missions
almost
are
a
so
year.
Old.
I mean, it was like, it's
yeah,
been like
it was a really
six,
long time,
seven,
yeah.
8 months since I've played. So I'm way out of the loop on all of that. All
I just,
the
I put it
stuff.
on a whim.
And, see, and I did kind of the same thing. I updated it. I played for a little bit. And then I didn't play for a couple weeks, and then I was like, you know what? The new expansion's coming out. I want to play a little bit. So I did the new sword mission. I got that, which was pretty easy.
Yeah, it was a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Something I realized too is I only play my hunter now.
I played my warlock and then I got on my hunter for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. My warlock is way behind on.
Yeah. My titan's fucking bottom. He's good though. Like the titan.
Yeah, all my
really
characters
useful.
Are good, but I just the character I love and we discussed it even when we were hardcore playing it. Mm-hmm. The one that I'm the best at. And
is
works with my is my hunter.
Your playstyle. And my playstyle is warlock.
Warlock, yeah. Yeah. So but yeah, like I went to my warlock. I went to all my other characters to like basically steal anything they had.
Yeah.
but I went through and I played her for a little bit and she's fun, but it's like
it's just not your style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but my wife plays as the warlock.
Mm-hmm.
And when I help her, like I just run through everything.
Yeah.
And I got her light level up last weekend, like 40 points.
Yeah.
Just in like two raids.
Yeah.
Not raids, but missions.
Do they still do the strange coins? I haven't gotten mm-hmm. any. Okay, I haven't gotten any.
You know where
forever.
You get the most hmm. is Crucible.
Really?
And Crucible has become easier. Hmm. I don't know if it's me or the fact that it seems like the people who play Crucible are more at my level now.
Yeah. They may have figured out how to even it out a little bit more with.
Well, I think most of the hardcore PvP players that you run into in any one of those games has left.
Yeah.
Like there's so many since that game's come out, when the expansion comes out, I expect they'll be back.
They'll be back. Oh yeah.
But they haven't had an expansion of any kind for
a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that's true because the Prison of Elder stuff has. Must have been an expansion a while ago. It's not a huge expansion.
That was the new levels. Of
yeah,
it. Yeah, but the major the Prison of Elders was
yeah
the
that
last
was the
expansion.
Big thing.
Yeah, House of Wolves.
So yeah, I still haven't I haven't beaten the King's Fall on hard, the hard Prison of Elders, and haven't won any Trials of Osiris.
Yeah,
like we attempted. But we were dominated.
Yeah.
I think now with the Crucible level being where it is, I think you, me, and Sean would probably have a much better chance. And I think I have 59 trial coins, trial entrance passes.
I wouldn't be surprised if I'm up there too.
But I just thought if I could get a decent group and go through and play just a bunch of that.
Yeah.
Just get gear. Because the gear level, I think they have fixed the gear level drops.
Yeah.
Because I'm noticing... If you have your best stuff on, you do tend to get stuff more around that level or just a little bit higher. So I'm
That's
at the point where I'm just
too.
Inching higher.
Yeah.
It's not dramatic. But one of the things in Prison of Elders, in the new one, they, I guess, drop good stuff constantly.
Yeah.
I've seen videos. It's the best way to level up is to play this Prison of Elders. You got to get a fire team together to do it. And there's one specific one, or maybe it's the end boss part
Probably.
Of it. But you get tons. It's nothing but purple and gold.
Yeah.
And I was well, wish I had a fire team.
I know. I'm the one thing I'm sad about is last year I did the Moment of Triumph, which was you had some objectives to finish before the expansion came out, and you got this banner and whatever. I'm not going to be able to do it this time because there's still a lot of stuff I haven't done.
Yeah. There's one of the things, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but they have this, it's almost like a logbook, and there's six things that you have to have done. It's the year two.
Yeah, it's the Moment of Triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't done, there's four things on there I haven't done.
Yeah.
And I can't do them because I don't have a fire team. Yeah. I don't have people, you know. So I'm well, whatever. I do like the little boxes, though, that you get.
Yeah, from the postmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get, up to three per week, and you can get them through the postmaster, through doing missions, and through Crucible.
Mm.
I don't understand the armor they drop, though.
I think it's just, it's like a base level armor that you upgrade, and you can kind of choose the color.
Yeah.
I think that's the main part of it. Is
I'm kind of going with it. I'm trying to get all my armor to glow red.
Yeah. I got some of the the Taken armor for my
How do you do that?
I don't know. I just, it was either from one of those boxes or from like an engram. And it was, I think it was the pants or something.
Yeah.
And it was the Taken glowy thing. So
yeah, I really want to get those, yeah. But I can't, like, I haven't seen anything.
It's just random. Yeah, I think
it pisses me off.
Yeah,
but I really, really, because it looks cool.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's really cool.
So I've seen a lot of it. Supposedly will drop playing Crucible. Mm-hmm. I've been playing so much Crucible.
Yeah,
and having a good time with it, but at the same time, it's like I'm not getting it. The one problem that I wish they'd fix that they still haven't is the drop rate, yeah, on Crucible stuff.
Yeah.
It's just awful. But on the last Iron Banner stuff,
yeah,
I was getting
shit.
Yeah, just, yeah, tons. So I'm like, Iron Banner needs to come a little bit, yeah, more often. And
it's once a month, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also been wondering when the Sparrow races come.
I think that's once a month as well.
I think so too, but I don't know when.
Yeah.
I've been playing fairly consistently and haven't, yeah, seen them. Maybe they're going out, because I haven't had a chance to play this week.
Yeah.
So, no, that's not true. I played the other day.
Yeah.
For a little while.
I'm going to try and play. I won't get this week, but I'm thinking next week, because Comic-Con's this weekend, which is going to be fucking fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Damn it, and we're going to be off for a couple of weeks, so I can't wait to talk. Yeah. You and Jim are gonna have to do a show.
Yeah, I'll try and get together with him next week and,
yeah, because
something
next week. Unfortunately, my work schedule has got me in the week after my wife and I are taking off.
Yeah.
To do a kind of an anniversary thing.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, 2 weeks, which, yeah, is why we're doing this show.
Yeah.
Which will be on next week.
And this one's gonna be an interesting one because it's just us talking.
Well, it's, you know what? Some of our best shows are when we're just BSing.
Yeah.
And I honestly like that. And I like that we just came on and just, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. That's why I figured I'd start recording.
No,
was
it's
like, fuck
fucking
it.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for the new iPhone, too.
Yeah, it's weird because you're like the only person I know who's excited about it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not a huge design change, which I kind of like because I like the way this current iPhone is. I like, mm-hmm, the setup. It's nice. They've made some upgrades, which every time they do, so that's better processor,
yeah,
better camera, better battery, all of that shit, which
the
is
battery
it's par
is
for the
big
course.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, and what they did this time, and I'm glad they did, is they didn't make it thinner. They put a bigger battery in it,
yeah,
which is what they needed to do because they've been – that's the biggest complaint. That's number one. Is battery life.
Yeah.
And they actually did something about it this time, which is a welcome change.
Yeah, even with my phone, like I would sacrifice so much with my fucking 12-year-old phone.
Yeah.
If I just had a better battery.
Yeah.
It's to the point, my wife and I have the same phone,
mm-hmm,
and we're to the point now because the battery can't hold a charge anymore that,
yeah,
we have to get new phones.
Yeah.
And it's, we want iPhones, mm-hmm, or we want smartphones.
Yeah.
Would be a better, but we can't afford the data plan.
The data plans.
The
can
data
get
plans
expensive.
Is where it kills, yeah, you. Like, they practically
the nice
give away
is,
the phones.
The phone, yeah. The nice thing is they're getting away from overages, which means that just you use your data and then they just slow you down.
Yeah.
Which is the nice thing. So you're not like, oh shit, I went over and now I have another $40,
yeah,
in overages that I have to pay.
But it's like, you know, you're talking like, almost,
it's usually like $40+ just for the data plan.
Yeah, on top of, you know, your phone plan and everything,
yeah,
else. And we're at like, I think we're like $80 a month,
yeah,
for the two of us on like a family plan.
Yeah, see, I think we're about 140 or 150. I could be a little off, but we're still grandfathered into the unlimited.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, it makes upgrading phones a tougher choice.
Yeah. And
know?
Now that they're not doing 2-year contracts anymore, you're paying monthly for the phone. If you don't pay it off, you have to give it back or pay it all off when you decide to cancel your service.
Yeah.
And I know from what I've read a lot of times is they continue even after you've paid off the phone, you still keep paying the phone payment and you have to go to them and say, hey, It's paid off.
Yeah.
Stop charging me for it.
Yeah. I heard someone told me that like Cricket's got a good data plan.
They have a pretty affordable plan.
Yeah.
Their coverage isn't the greatest. They're much better than they used to be, I think.
Yeah, but Cricket's one of those ones that's constantly improving.
They
because
piggyback off of other networks.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of them will use T-Mobile. So they'll piggyback off the T-Mobile network.
Yeah. And we have T-Mobile, and they're pretty decent.
Yeah.
The only time we had issues with T-Mobile was when we were living in Godforsaken.
Yeah.
Because the coverage... It's really weird because it's very flat for the most part up there. So you think coverage would be easy, but it's not.
There's just not enough cell towers.
Yeah.
For how much
we had,
there
I
is.
Think there was like one cell tower in town.
Yeah.
But it doesn't... It doesn't take much to you really, really realize how wide that cover that one cell tower covers.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm like 6 miles away from it.
Yeah.
And I'm getting spotted covered and I can see it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really strange. You're just enjoying this attention.
He loves it. But and people are kind of pissed off that they took the headphone jack out.
Yeah, I don't understand the.
So the headphone jack limits how skinny it can get.
Yeah.
So that prevents them from making it thinner if they get better batteries.
Mm-hmm.
They took it out to have some more design options, and it's like cars.
Yeah.
They want you to go to the manufacturer to have your work done. They don't want you to do it because they don't make money off of it.
Yeah.
They want to be able to get people to buy their special headphones with the plug.
I got two pairs of eyes staring at me. It was really weird.
but it comes with an adapter so that you can plug regular headphones into it. So they're not saying, fuck you, you can't use the 3.5 millimeters. They're just saying, switch to Bluetooth, which I already have, and I love it.
A lot of people have problems with the Bluetooth, but a lot of people...
If you get a good pair of headphones and you have a
Well, they have
phone,
these new like wireless earbuds, essentially.
Yeah.
They look
they
really
do make
weird.
Them. They're the Apple headphones, and they bought Beats, and I wish they would make their wireless ones more like Beats.
Mm-hmm.
They're a hard plastic. There's no rubber, so there's no seal. So they're uncomfortable in your ear, which is why I don't use the Apple headphones, because they fucking hurt.
Yeah.
My preference is Monster.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much the exact same as Beats because it was made by Monster originally.
Yeah.
So they have a great sound. Sometimes I get spotty connectivity, but I don't know if that's just because of the case I have on my phone is preventing Bluetooth signal from coming out real strong.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a good connection, it's nice to not have that cord holding you to this.
Yeah.
And with my job, I kept breaking the headphone connections because it would keep bending in my pocket because I'm moving around and working. Whereas the Bluetooth, I don't have to worry about that. And I get close to 8 hours per charge from my headphones, which is nice. And it takes about an hour to get a full charge. So I can use them for a while, plug them in, charge them while I'm at lunch, and they're good for another like 4 hours.
Yeah.
If I'm worried about it. So 8, 10, 12 hour shift isn't an issue.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of good and bad. My problem simply comes down to, it's not that I can't afford the phone. I can't afford a constant data plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really, and a couple of the companies have been called out for gouging.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with the overages.
Yeah.
Which they're getting away from because they're getting bad press because of it. And when one company does something, the others kind of have to follow suit.
Yeah, but see, they can basically rob your wallet in other ways.
Yeah.
We've seen just on our own bill, and we don't have a data plan, we've seen on our own bill ways they can gouge the prices and make it seem legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, so it's something to be aware of if you're out getting a phone.
Mm-hmm.
We just, right now for ourselves, smartphone is a luxury.
Yeah.
We just need phones.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is everyone's going to smartphones, it's harder and harder to find just a phone.
A regular phone, yeah.
So we're at that point where it's like we're going to have to get,
yeah,
you know.
The nice thing is Android is a fairly affordable option as well, and it is a pretty good platform.
Yeah, see, we don't need...
Yeah.
We don't need all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
There are things on smartphones that I've seen, like apps and stuff, that I really want. There's that the lightsaber one.
Mm-hmm.
I know these are years old. I'm so old. But I just love that. And then that guitar one where you can play.
Yeah.
I would love those. Yeah. They would entertain me for hours.
Well, the cool
hours.
Thing is when I got this, it came with GarageBand. So it's like a music studio. I can do drums, keyboard,
oh, nice.
Guitars, bass. You can do everything with it. I don't even know where it is in here. But you can basically build your own music on this,
mm-hmm.
just because you can.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be a musician.
Yeah.
So.
I'm trying to change the.
But see, for me and some of the stuff I do, it would be nice to have a smartphone. So like, if I'm at an event and take pictures, I can get those pictures instantly up on my Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of having to wait to go home and then download it from the phone and then get it up, and you know, I'm skipping like 10 steps.
Yeah.
You know, which would be great. For me.
Yeah.
And my work.
It makes it easy because you're more connected. It's a computer in your hand.
Yeah.
That you always have with you.
And at the same time, it's a computer in my hand.
Yeah.
Distracting me from all the stuff I should be doing.
It can be a distraction.
Yep.
I mean, you have to use it wisely.
Fortunately, I think I'm smart enough to be able to go, okay, I need to work.
Yeah.
But I also am saying that without having one, so who knows?
Yeah.
My wife does.
It's funny, Bane used to, he'd climb, when we'd go to bed at night, Bane would climb under our bed. He slept under our bed completely.
Strange.
Yeah.
The limp tail wag. So last night, for no reason at all, I put on Deadpool.
Yeah.
That movie is so good.
I know. I'm
hadn't
so excited
seen
for Captain America this week.
I know, it comes out Tuesday.
I thought it was last Tuesday, so we went to Best Buy, and we were looking around, I'm like, it's next week, isn't it? I'm like, fuck. But we ended up picking up Supernatural and Crimson Peak and one more, and I can't
Crimson
fucking
Peak
remember.
Looks really good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And I saw it because it was free and it was on YouTube, but I watched The Lone Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a pretty
decent
movie.
It was pretty good. It was not... I don't understand. I have a hard time with people saying that a movie is terrible. Like, Batman vs. Superman. I understand why people could not like it very much.
Yeah.
I think it got reamed way harder than it deserved because I thought it was a good movie.
I think... My thing with Batman versus Superman is
there was a lot of stuff crammed into that movie.
Yeah.
And I understand how it could be either not necessarily just hard to follow, but too much going on at one time. And I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way that they set up the other superheroes because they did it differently than Marvel. And I think that was the expectation a lot of people had was that they needed to do, we gotta get each character their own movie first, and then we can do...
Well, the reason for that is for people who aren't comic savvy to learn those characters.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I like the setup of the different characters
set them up,
without...
And they can do a backstory afterwards.
Yeah. My problem with Batman versus Superman was the fact that I saw parts of really good movies smushed together.
Yeah.
And...
Have you seen the Ultimate... edition?
No, I haven't.
Extended?
Not yet. It was on sale.
I'll let you borrow it. Because I'm pretty sure the Blu-ray... Yeah, the Blu-ray has it. I'm pretty sure the DVD has it too. But I'll let you borrow it because we have it.
Oh, no need. It's on sale. Okay. I was going to go pick it up.
Okay, never mind. But it flows a little bit better with that extra half hour.
But it's still not... It's still clunky from what I understand.
It seems
my
a little
problem,
crammed together.
I never hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I was very disappointed in it.
Yeah.
Very disappointed in it. And the reason is, especially
like saying,
as the
like
movie
saying, I'm not mad at you, I'm just very disappointed in your choices.
And the reason is because there was so much good material in there, and it was just crammed together and convoluted, and it didn't make sense. There was so much of it that didn't make sense. The biggest thing is Batman's vendetta against Superman.
Yeah.
It wasn't set up well. His distrust, I could understand like a distrust of Superman.
Yeah.
I could flow with that.
Yeah.
But his all-out hatred.
He was a bitch. He was a whiny bitch at the beginning of the movie.
I will say, though, Affleck as Batman is one of the best Batmans
I've
ever seen.
He did a good job.
I
was really worried.
That fight scene where he was saving Superman's mom, that's the Batman fight scene we've wanted to see for a long time.
That was a good one.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And I even liked some of the darker stuff with Batman branding criminals and stuff.
He did the Batman that's not afraid to kick some ass.
He's
the non-pussy Batman.
Yeah, he did a darker Batman than we've ever seen.
He killed people.
But on top of it, we saw him being a detective, which is one of Batman's greatest things, is he's supposed to be the great detective, the detective to beat all other detectives.
Yeah.
And we got to see that. We got to see kind of a James Bond Batman.
Yeah.
Where he went in as Bruce Wayne to get information. Mm-hmm. That, to me, was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd love to see more of that, and I hope that's what Affleck brings to
Batman
he's
movie.
Creating.
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear that they cast, was it Deathstroke?
Yeah, but it's unclear if Deathstroke is going to be in Justice League or Batman.
I think it's for Batman. I think that's what I had read.
I kind of hope... See, I've read the same thing, too. I kind of hope it's more for Justice League, because...
I bet it's going to be a setup in Batman for Justice League.
It could be.
It could be a carryover.
Here's the biggest problem I have with Deathstroke being introduced. Mm-hmm. We just had a really epic Deathstroke like 2 years ago in Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole season it was Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And he was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to top that. I know it's not going to be the same guy.
Yeah. They're separating the TV and movie.
Yeah,
universe,
and I had this discussion
with
someone. I just had this discussion with someone recently, how DC is kicking major ass on television.
Yeah.
Their movies are
flopping.
Yeah, we've
talked about that.
But their television stuff is just...
It's doing really good.
Really well.
Yeah. Marvel can't get that TV foothold. DC has a great...
Now, the problem is that Marvel is doing really well on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that Marvel is doing so well on Netflix is they're not construed by commercial time. They're not construed by...
ratings.
Have to... Yes.
Yeah, they
can
be a little more violent.
They can do really
gritty,
violent stories. And Daredevil and Jessica Jones have been...
I'm actually
violent.
Kind of excited because the guy that plays the Punisher is going to be at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Bernthal.
Yeah, James, John.
I think it's John. I want to say it's John.
Yeah.
I recently got The Pacific on Blu-ray, and he's in there. I think it's like one of his
first roles.
And he's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't like his character in Walking Dead, but... You're not supposed to like his character in Walking Dead. And to me, that's the sign of a true actor that he...
You can hate the character.
But not hate the guy. And then he comes on Punisher, and I'm so sympathetic towards Punisher.
Victor Frankenstein is the other movie that we bought. And...
That's the one with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yep.
That's a great fucking movie.
I love that movie. James McAvoy... And Daniel Radcliffe are phenomenal
actors. I want to see a buddy cop movie with McAvoy and Radcliffe.
But they get into their characters so much. You can feel how hard they fight to get in and stay in those characters. And they really go all out.
Yeah.
And Daniel Radcliffe is at a disadvantage being Harry Potter because he's Harry Potter. Which makes it harder to get into... other movies, but when he does it, you see how great of an actor he actually is.
Oh, yeah, and I would recommend the movie Horns.
I feel like I've seen it, but I think I don't think I've actually seen it yet, but I know I want to watch it.
It is so good.
Yeah.
I saw it somewhere, mm-hmm. and I loved it so much I had to get the Blu-ray, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is still wrapped on my shelf. I have been working so hard, I have had no time for movies, and I'm trying to, like, doing...
It sucks.
I've got a big old stack of movies that we've picked up that are still, like, in their packaging, because I haven't had time to watch anything. And last night was a perfect opportunity, and what did I do? I go to Deadpool.
Yeah.
But Horns is fucking phenomenal. Okay, so, without... Well... Could be spoiler free, just give you an overview here. So this guy wakes up one morning and he finds like some horns starting to grow out of his head. Mm-hmm. Now the backstory is everyone in town thinks he murdered his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It went to trial, but he was acquitted. Mm-hmm. Somehow he basically got off. He's the only one though who knows that he did not do it.
Yeah.
So as these horns start coming in, he starts getting these powers. And people start telling him things that he doesn't want to hear. Mm-hmm. And it's like the worst things. Like, he wakes up, he's not dating her, but he's sleeping with this girl who's not fat, but just not as pretty as his girlfriend. And it's a physical thing, mm-hmm. for him.
Yeah.
For her, it's something more. But like... So he comes out and he's like, no one can see the horns apparently, mm-hmm. or they can, but it's like somehow it just registers like he's always had them or something.
Yeah.
But the first thing is this girl starts telling him that she wants to get really fat. Just okay, whatever. And she's like, should I do it? And he's like, yeah, sure. So she does it. She just starts cramming donuts and soda and just like, and then she's making herself sick, but she just doesn't care. Mm-hmm. So when he leaves, you're given the impression that it stops. Later on, these two cops that hound him constantly, he basically gets them to admit that they're gay for each other.
Yeah.
And they start going at each other in their car. God. It's so great. But like all this stuff, like he goes to the doctor to get the horns removed and the doctor admits that he wants to have sex with his nurse. They put him under to do the surgery and he wakes up. They haven't done the surgery and they're having sex.
Oh, right.
I mean, it gets really weird, but the whole thing is like the more these horns grow, the more that this power grows, mm-hmm. and it starts influencing. He gets a bunch of news reporters. He promises them an exclusive to whoever's left standing. And they start beating the shit out of each other.
Oh, jeez.
He goes into this bar and gets the owner of the bar says he just admits he'd like to burn it down for the insurance money. And she's like, sure, do it. And some other guy's like, sometimes I just want to take my pants off and show my penis. Fine, whatever. Stands up, drops trowel. It's so great because it's so clever and so corny all at the same time. But it turns out there's one person who isn't affected by it. Mm-hmm. It's really good, the little twists and turns that this goes through. And it's basically kind of, I hate to say it, but it's kind of a religious thing with heaven and hell.
Yeah.
But it's all centered on this one guy. Mm-hmm. And it's so good.
Yeah. It sounds pretty good.
I totally recommend.
Yeah.
But he does, in that movie, he totally breaks the Harry Potter role.
Yeah.
And I get what you're saying, because every time you see Daniel Radcliffe, it's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But when you watch the movie...
You're like, it's Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, and this guy's great. Yeah. I recommend The Woman in Black.
Yes, that was a really good one.
That was a fantastic movie. Victor Frankenstein. Yeah. This movie Imperium, where he plays an FBI agent who goes undercover into like the KKK, mm-hmm. looks fucking phenomenal.
It does look pretty good.
But the thing I notice about Radcliffe is he takes very big roles.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I just saw him in, Now You See Me Too.
That looks good.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. I loved the first one.
He totally plays the villain.
Yeah.
And the trailers make it look like he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But he's totally the villain.
Yeah.
And he totally manipulates the whole thing.
I can't wait to see it.
It's so good. It looks and that really just good. Came out on DVD this week, and I need to pick that up. But
yeah.
I think he's underrated as an actor.
Yeah.
And it's funny because of the three Harry Potter actors, he is, I think, the most successful.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also the one that's gone way out of his way to...
step away from that.
Step away. He's, and done it well.
He's trying to get away from the typecast of, like, the sci-fi fantasy.
But he takes... it's... I think he's just trying to break from the Harry yeah. Potter role and establish himself as an actor. And mm-hmm. I think he's done that.
Yeah.
Emma Watson, who played Hermione, has mm-hmm. done that as well.
Yeah.
But she doesn't act as much. She's become more of a model and a spokesperson mm-hmm. than an actress.
Yeah.
I did watch a movie with her called Colonia, which is pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
She's like this stewardess in like the late 70s or early 70s, and it has to do with some sort of revolution in South America. Mm. She's dating some guy there, something, but she ends up going into this colony and exposing it for kind of a cult.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to explain. It's even harder to follow, but yeah. it's good.
It's a good one. Yeah.
The one that I have that I really want to watch, I still haven't gotten to watch, is Regression.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with, we talked on last week's show, abusive relationships.
Yeah.
Like she's the victim of abuse, and Ethan Hawke, who is a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we did First Viewing commentary with him in... Sinister.
Yes.
And he was great in that. Yeah. I think that's not the movie we're introduced to Drunk Dad, but I think we continued Drunk Dad yeah. in that. Yeah, I really like Ethan Hawke. Everything he's done has been
pretty good, yeah.
Fairly decent. Yeah. What was the vampire one where the vampires
Daybreakers?
Yes.
Yep.
He was great in that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep. Did you see the new Underworld trailer?
Yes, I did. I was going to mention that. Yeah, that looks like...
it does.
Possibly the most epic Underworld movie we've had yet.
Because I think they're trying to bring the series to a close.
Yeah.
I think they're getting ready to shut it down. Like, Resident Evil has one final...
yeah, they're filming that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Beckinsale is just sick of it.
Yeah.
She didn't do the third one, and I think that was wise, because the third one really... it didn't need her
anymore. No, it didn't, because it was... kind of before her
it was
time.
A flashback one, and it was good because it set up the Lycans leader from the first mm-hmm. one. The problem I have with the last two Underworlds is that Scott Speedman hasn't been in it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like we need that character, and I kind of hope that he's in this one, but I
don't think
pretty
he is.
Sure he's not. Yeah. I just feel like that character needs closure as well.
Yeah.
They just kind of wrote
him out.
They
left him open. Yeah.
And that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But, and I wasn't super happy with the last one.
Yeah.
It felt cobbled together.
Yeah. Kind of tacked on.
Yeah. So I'm interested with this new one, because they're bringing back some of the original vampire characters. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to close out Celine's story. Plus, it's Kate Beckinsale in skin-tight leather.
I know, right?
The only thing that is going to suck, and if they don't do this at some point, I feel like they've done a disservice. There needs to be a cry for Lycans!
Yes.
there really needs to be that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it feels like...
it's not a finished
it's
movie.
Not yeah, because Underworld's kind of gone away from the vampire werewolf
mm-hmm.
and is focused more on vampires. And even this trailer is focused on vampires,
vampire
but there's
centrist.
Still some they are using the war with the Lycans.
Yeah,
but I think it's gonna, I think you're right, I think they're gonna close it out, they're gonna end the war.
Yeah.
Or
they're gonna close it out enough that they can leave it. They'll leave it open enough to do another one if they want to, but I think for the most part it's going to be enough of a close that the viewers don't feel like there's stuff left on too much left on the table.
I think they're going to ascend Celine to be the leader of the vampires, and she's going to shut the war down.
Yeah.
That's kind of the feeling I got, because there's this whole storyline about her blood.
Yeah.
and a bloodline.
Yeah.
So I think
it'll be interesting to see where they go with it.
Yeah. They kind of did kind of an Ice Queen thing with her, though.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the trailer, like, mm-hmm. she gets frosted tips, and she's wearing fur coats.
Yeah, she's wearing, like, the lichen skin or whatever.
Well, and even where they are kind of seems like it's cold.
Yeah. Well, so, they were in Russia for part of one of them, too, so maybe they're going to
Well, I think the first two are they're in Europe. They're in...
Yeah, I guess that makes
former
sense.
Soviet Union countries.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And I think even the last one, they were European still.
Yeah, like London-ish yeah. area.
So they could do a spin-off Underworld that takes place in North America. Or why don't they ever do anything in South America? Is
nobody
it too hot
to,
for...
Nobody wants to go to South America.
Well, not you
get Montezuma's revenge, goddammit.
No, that's Mexico.
Yeah, close enough, right?
Oh, Brody almost stepped on your head. That would have sucked. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
That movie looks
I'm
so epic.
I'm so excited for it.
I cannot wait for that.
The trailers look good. I wish they would have picked a better song for the trailer, because they picked like a shitty Kanye West song that did not fit with the trailer.
No. I'm hoping that's just kind of a marketing thing and it's not in the actual movie.
No, I think it's a marketing thing. I think they just used it as kind of a publicity song.
Yeah.
Because it didn't fit at all.
No.
It didn't fit with the trailer. It didn't flow with it. It made no sense to have it as part of it. I would have been fine with like a rap or hip hop song.
Yeah.
If it would have flowed with the video that they used in the trailer, and it didn't at all.
I do like that. And I think we've discussed this too when it was first announced. I was really worried that
they would do the game storyline.
Yeah, which would have been fine.
Yeah.
I would, but having the Animus part of it and having Abstergo part of it really like makes me want to see it, because Assassin's Creed is one of those games that feels like you're playing a movie.
Yeah.
And each one gets most of them got better as the series went on. Assassin's Creed has had several...
They've had a few...
big stumbles.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed was great. Assassin's Creed 2 was great. Some of the follow-ups
Brotherhood
to 2...
and Revelations.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two. I played through those a little bit, and I was like, they're not bad, but they kind
they
of
They don't
feel,
advance the story.
They're kind of like a supplemental part of it that wasn't necessary.
Well,
I'll
take that back, because I think it was Brotherhood that saw the end of one of the present day characters. Mm-hmm. There is advancement.
Right. I think it was
Brotherhood. The storyline does continue through all of Ezio's story. So when Revelations ends, that character's arc comes to an end, which is fine.
Yeah.
You could only use that same character and visit different ancestors so many times. I liked what they did with 3 and then 4. Where
I
you
played
start
through
working...
3 a little bit, because I kind of stopped after I played 1. I fucking loved the shit out of 1. I played a little bit of 2, and then I played, I think, most of or all of Brotherhood and part of Revelation, and then I played a little bit of 3, and it kind of fell off because I was playing other stuff.
3, I liked 3, but I felt the storyline wasn't strong.
Mm-hmm.
4 was fantastic. 4 is... they kind of started with 3 doing this, but I think they perfected it with 4, where you are now the assassin, essentially, in present day. Mm-hmm. You are a video game designer, and you go to work for Abstergo, and you're going through other people's memories looking for clues.
Yeah.
So I still don't know how 4 ends, because I've not played it to a finish.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't think so. I might have to go back and look. It may be that I haven't finished. No, I take that back. I did play it to the finish, because it's got this whole thing with getting a drop of blood in some sort of cube.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard to finish it, because there's these laser sun beams that if you don't... It's one of those you got to time jump
puzzle
things.
Type
yeah.
thing, yeah.
And it took forever to get through it. The final battle was pretty epic. but I don't recall any sort of finish with the Abstergo part.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been continued on. I currently have... Is it Unity?
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right. Because it's Black Sail, Unity.
No, I don't have Unity. Unity takes place in the French Revolution. I have the one after that that's like the Industrial Revolution in Britain. And you're playing a brother and sister team.
Mm.
It's interesting because you switch characters.
Yeah.
And each character has their own style.
Specialization.
Yeah. One's really good at tracking and disguise. The other one's just great at fighting.
Yeah.
I love the fact that with each new Assassin's Creed, you're going ahead in history.
In time, yeah.
I'm still waiting, and we've talked about this before, there's certain areas of time that we really want to see in Assassin's Creed. I personally, and this just might be my love of the history of that time, love to see an Assassin's Creed in World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you can't kill Hitler.
Yeah.
But you can kill some of his other people.
Why couldn't you? He takes his own life at the end of the war.
That is true. You could do that.
I mean, you could track him down to his bunker.
And set fire to it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And make it look like a suicide.
You, sir, should be on a game development team. Now, that's a good point, because you never...
I mean,
because
you could, in theory, make it so that instead of, like, having a major role in it, they... influence how the war goes. Like,
see, that's what I was going to get.
You help the Allies by retrieving plans,
mm-hmm.
so they have foreknowledge of an attack or how a battle is being planned out on the Nazi side, and breaking the enigma.
Yeah,
maybe you are the one who breaks the.
Well, see,
the
my
enigma.
Thought was to play more on the supernatural aspect, which would be in line with Assassin's Creed because. One of the main storylines is the Pieces of Eden. They're always trying to discover
Hitler,
the Garden of Eden.
Hitler was a...
Very much into the supernatural.
Oh, yeah.
So you could essentially stop Templars, who are also Nazis,
mm-hmm.
from getting Pieces of Eden before they get back to Germany.
Yeah.
So you could go every place but Germany,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
Yeah.
You could even go to Germany to retrieve something that made it to Berlin, but get it right before Hitler.
Yeah.
And that would be a great cutscene.
Like in transport.
Yeah, and that would be a great cutscene because then it's like a proud general opening up the box and it's empty.
Yeah.
And he gets shot.
Yeah.
So you kill him without actually killing him.
Exactly.
So for me, that would be cool. Plus, and they're getting better at this as each game goes on because in the current one, you're able to ride carriages.
Yeah.
So you're getting more and more into vehicles.
Yeah.
So imagine jumping on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even talked about doing an Assassin's Creed that's just, no, in the past, it's just modern day.
Mm-hmm.
It's modern day assassins fighting modern day Templars.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Abstergo is the cover for the Templars.
Yeah.
And maybe they've... Through all the games leading up to it, they finally found the Pieces of Eden, and it's up to you and your brother assassins to stop them. So you're getting planes. Could you imagine doing a leap of faith out of a plane?
Yeah.
And not knowing
if
you're going to land on something.
And wingsuiting. Like,
you
have to wingsuit into a building or something.
Doing a chase on a motorcycle,
chasing
a car, and then having to jump from your motorcycle onto a truck.
Yeah.
And taking out everyone, taking control of the truck.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so much they can do.
Yeah.
And I
think they're working towards it. And I think a big part of it, especially the modern day one, is I'm wondering if they're kind of going slow through the storyline to give the technology a chance to catch up with what they want this grand finale to be.
Yeah. I would not be shocked. The problem, though, I think, is that the Assassin's Creed... it's gotten spread too thin.
Yeah.
You know, because now you have so many offshoots
mm-hmm.
that just have the Assassin's Creed name. It feels like it's being
watered down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's less flow to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the first Assassin's Creed to the second one, it was a very logical. You leapt ahead what, 100 years almost?
Yes, it sounds 100 or 200, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. It felt like that. And then from that one to 3, it was almost 200 years.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it was like the
1400s.
Yeah.
To 1700s.
So it was about 200 or 300 years, and then from 1617 to about, well, I guess there would be a smaller gap between 2 and 3, I would think, because it would be late 17, early 18. No, it would be mid 17.
Yeah, it was mid 17 because it's before America, because the British are ruling.
Yeah, it was before.
So before the Declaration.
Yeah, which was 1776 or something.
Yes, so early 1700s at the latest.
Yeah,
and I think that's right. It's got to be mid 1700s because one of the characters that you talk to is Ben Franklin, or he's mentioned.
Yeah,
and there's discussion of famous American.
Yeah, so I would probably say mid, like 1750, something
like
that.
Yeah, right around there. That makes sense to me. Yeah,
because that would.
But from
you would
there,
start seeing the colonists start turning against.
See, I think the
crown.
Current one is late 1800s, early 1900s, right around the Industrial Revolution. So that would make sense.
Yeah.
So that's another roughly 100 years, but between 3 and 4.
I'd say about 100.
No.
To 2.
It's about the same time period.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They are fairly close, I would think.
Yeah. But it's fine because it's so different.
Yeah.
Cuz you're
it's
not,
a different area of the world.
Well, on top of that is you're not land-based. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're doing all your traveling by ship.
Yeah.
It is Assassin's Creed 4 for me is probably my favorite one.
Yeah. See, I have it. I just haven't played it.
It's easy to forget about doing
the storyline.
The storyline, yeah. Because there is
those
so
are some
much
of my favorite
do.
Ones, like Fallout 4.
Yeah,
the Fallout series in general. I have not finished a main storyline completely because there's so much to do.
I love games
of
like
it.
That.
Yeah,
I absolutely love getting lost. Whenever I play Assassin's Creed 4, I will do one story mission.
Yeah.
And then I get so caught up in doing, like, because you're going to different islands in the mm-hmm. Caribbean and doing different stuff. But you're also, like, at sea. So mm-hmm. you're fighting other ships
yep.
to take their loot or build your own navy. But you're also hunting shark,
mm-hmm.
whale, because you're building up trade. So when you go to town, you can upgrade your ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so much. I get lost in. You know what the biggest thing is for me? I just love sailing because as you sail, your crew sings.
Yeah.
I just love listening to my crew sing.
Yeah.
Because you get whisked away. This is one of the first games I've ever played where you get whisked away and get lost in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why the singing does that.
Yeah.
But it's easy. You're clearly watching a video game.
Yeah.
But the graphics are good enough that you can kind of imagine yourself steering a galleon.
Yeah.
You know? The strategies for fighting the galleons, I mean, a lot of them are similar,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's not just big ships. I mean, they're tiny ships, and they'll come at you in hordes.
Yeah.
You know? And if you don't free up areas, there are areas still that I haven't freed up that if I go into, like, they're on red alert for me.
Yeah.
So you have to be really careful.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun to do.
Yeah.
You know? It's why I like Grand Theft Auto so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do the main story. Yeah. I can just drive.
Yeah. You can run over hookers. It doesn't matter.
I enjoy playing Grand Theft Auto because I can drive cars I will never drive in real life.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about gas.
Yeah.
If I crash the car, no big deal. I just go back to my garage and that's fine. Yeah. There's not consequences for shooting people who call you names. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
To get into that world and do stuff that is essentially without consequence.
Yeah.
But I'm smart enough to know that if I do that shit in real life,
yeah, you'd be fucked. Yeah. Exactly. I found this really funny meme the other day that I think you'll get a kick out of.
You look so sad, Mike. Yeah, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the consoles are.
Yeah.
I mean, PC is a fucking
Carnival cruise liner. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because there's so many options with it.
Yeah, totally. You know what I was thinking about the other day? You might be too young to have played it, but I want to get a copy of the original Oregon Trail game, the 8-bit.
Oh, I love that game.
I fucking
love that game.
It's got to be free somewhere on computer. Yeah. I want to get it and play it so bad.
You died of dysentery?
Yeah. That's the goal.
Yep.
No, it's got to be free online somewhere.
I played
somewhere.
It in elementary school. That was one of the things that I fucking loved doing.
Yeah.
Was playing that game.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I for some reason, I don't know why, but I've just been thinking.
It's nostalgia.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And it's such a simple game, but it like it takes forever.
Yeah.
I loved hunting.
Yeah.
Because you're just the
strategic.
Stick guy.
Yeah.
You're just hoping your little square bullet will hit the square rabbit.
Yeah.
And then just watching, like, your 8-bit wagon stay in the center of the screen, but the background going behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did we talk about how there's going to be, like, a new original Nintendo coming out?
Yes.
And it's loaded with games?
Yep.
Be like $50 or something?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
That's going to be cool.
I'm totally getting one. And again, it's the nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play those games again. So, well, we're going to close this show down because I want to go play games. thanks for listening to us.
Ramble. Yeah.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.